You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone enjoyed their week, and most importantly, I hope you found the time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is so important because it's through prayer that we get to talk to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds, and it lets us build a relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship with Jesus becomes. In time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when through prayer, we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them, allowing us to live our lives without stress, worries, or fear. Years ago, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. As a result, I did not have a relationship with Jesus, but the Lord saw something in me, because in 2010, after a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was never seek revenge, and how as Christians, we need to control our tempers and not let the devil lead us to retaliate against someone who may have hurt or harmed us in some way. As Christians, we must learn to forgive and leave the rest up to God. On today's show, we're going to have a special guest, Virginia Mayer, the president of Kingdom College. But before we get to Virginia, I want to speak with you about today's topic, which is, it's not about me. I come across people way too often who only have one concern, themselves. Their primary focus is what they need, what they want, who did this to them, who said this to them, and so on. There's no room in the Christian world for anyone acting like that. Most of us don't typically act that way, but there are times when all of us focus a bit too much on ourselves. And when that happens, that's when we have to remember it's not about me. I know we live in a fast-paced world, and there are many times when we're in a hurry and may not realize that we are ignoring the needs of others because we are preoccupied with our own needs. However, we must do our best to not let that happen, because when we put ourselves before the needs of others, we are not pleasing the Lord and we are not following His laws and commands. Moreover, when we start to think of ourselves first, we run the risk of starting a precedent that may soon become the norm, and before we know it, we are abandoning our Christian practices and beliefs. And here is how it can happen. Generally, we become self-centered when we allow our egos to get in the way. Perhaps we received a promotion at work that doubled or even tripled our salary. Next, we find ourselves driving a luxurious car and moving into a mega mansion. At first, our family and friends are thrilled and happy for us. But in a short while, as we allow our success to go to our heads, they become bothered by our behavior and decide to move on. Why? Because they all live by the rule of, it's not about me, but we are acting the direct opposite. In the Bible it says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. This Bible verse makes it clear that we as Christians must put the needs of others before our own, and that it's not about me. Understanding why the needs of others are more important than our own is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is, it's not about me. We as Christians must never ignore the needs of others, and worse yet, brag about how great we are and how important we are. These are not Christian practices, and in no way will they please our Lord. Just ask ourselves, how do we feel about a person who acts that way? The short answer, we don't like it. So remember, yes, we need to take care of ourselves. But when we start to concentrate on only our wants and our needs, remember the phrase, it's not about me. The first song I'm going to play today has a nice yet simple message. The song is called Say Thank You, Jesus. When I wrote this song, I thought about how many times throughout the day that each of us has an opportunity to thank Jesus for something that has happened in our lives. We made it to the office with no difficulty, and that presentation went perfectly. Maybe we found that car at the right price, or the doctor said everything was fine after the physical. When these things happen, we should immediately thank Jesus. Please listen now to my song, Say Thank You, Jesus.
We have so much to be grateful for. Many times we should say thank you, Lord. We get caught up with our own lives, forgetting Him and His sacrifice. We don't reach out, it's such a crime. When we never take the time, start off each day with a thank you prayer. Say thank you, Jesus, for how you show us you care. With all you give and all you do for us, we should praise and worship you and say we thank you, Jesus. Say we thank you, Jesus. We take for granted what we enjoy and do not see what we destroy. Each day we start fresh and anew, with cluttered minds and not thinking of you. We don't reach out, it's such a crime. Take the time. Start off each day with a thank you prayer. Say thank you, Jesus, for how you show us you care. With all you give and all you do for us, we should praise and worship you and say we thank you, Jesus. Say we thank you, Jesus. Say we thank you, Jesus.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. And now I'd like to introduce a very special guest, Virginia Mayer, the president of Kingdom College in Headland, Alabama. Hi, Virginia. How are you today?
I am really well. Very well. Hope you are too.
I am. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Virginia, let's start with you telling us a little bit about yourself and your amazing story of how you and your husband founded Kingdom College.
Well, about myself, I'm an educator, was an educator for a long, long time. Then I became a counselor, and my husband and I worked in a ministry called Living Waters Counseling. We began to notice that there was a great need for Christian mental health workers. And in prayer, my husband and I heard the Lord three times, and he said, build for me a college, three times. So we took him seriously.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, let's talk about your school. I love how you say you are a Christian college sending forth his people empowered by the Holy Spirit. Tell us about Kingdom College.
Well, Kingdom College is a degree-granting college, and we believe very, very strongly that there's such, you know, knowledge is great, but knowledge does not become wisdom until it is touched by the Holy Spirit, so that you understand what the knowledge means and how it can help. So we start by telling all of our students, this is a college that is based on a Christian worldview, the Christian perspective. So whether you're taking biblical studies, psychology, Christian clinical mental health is going to be taught by the Bible, and it's going to be empowered by the Holy Spirit when you leave.
What a wonderful concept. Virginia, what do you see as the biggest challenges young people face when choosing the right college to attend, especially a Christian college?
Well, now, a lot of students are going to look for, I think one of the number one things is they do genuinely try to find a college that they can afford. And nowadays, higher education is very expensive. A lot of Christian colleges are really trying hard to provide scholarships, to find donors that will help these kids come to school. So whereas other colleges have scholarships and what have you, I think cost is one of the big questions for the young people today. And then the other thing is, does your school offer what I need, what I believe that for the Christian kids, God's calling me to?
I agree. Virginia, you have many success stories from students about Kingdom College, but is there one special story you would like to share?
Yes, we had a young lady that came through Living Waters Counseling. She had experienced a great loss in her family. Well, because of her experience, she then was doing well with her counseling. She came to Kingdom College and became a lay counselor and is now working at Living Waters Counseling.
Wow.
So full circle there.
That's a wonderful story. Well, how can we learn more about Virginia Mayer and Kingdom College?
Well, you can go to www.kingdomcollege.net, and you're going to find our entire history. You're going to find our calendars, our schedules, our programs, even our catalog is online. You can even look at the specific courses you'd be taking, the credit hours that you have for each program. You have all your information. You can even register online.
Well, thank you, Virginia. Once again, you've been listening to Virginia Mayer, president of Kingdom College. And I want to thank you, Virginia, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Well, it's a pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you're very welcome. Our topic today is, it's not about me. When I say it's not about me, there is a difference between providing for oneself versus being consumed with oneself. Of course, we need to make sure we have a place to live, food on the table for not just us, but our family, transportation, and the many other needs we must cover to survive in today's world. That goes without saying. But when all we think about is our needs and what we'll conquer next, then that's when we have to stop and remind ourselves that it's not about me. Before any of us allow our egos to take over, which will lead us down a path of conceit, greed, and extreme pride, we have to remind ourselves that whatever we have joy over, whatever amazing things that have taken place in our lives that have led us to great places, that all of these things have happened because of our Lord. Therefore, what we need to do is pray to Jesus and start by telling him how much we love him, and then by thanking him for all we have. Using the example I gave earlier, if we wind up with that job promotion that has greatly increased our salary, no, we don't let it go to our head. We thank Jesus with all our love and all our heart, because without him, it would not have been possible. When we have achieved something wonderful in our lives, whether it be career, financial, health, or with a relationship, never pat ourselves on our backs, telling us how great we are, but rather pray to Jesus, be thankful, and let him know how great he is for all he does for us. We will all receive many great things in our lives, but we should never take those things for granted and assume that we are the reason why whatever we received or achieved happened. As Christians, we must be thankful to the Lord for all we have. Remember to stay humble and to always put the needs of others before our own. When we pray to Jesus, ask him to help us stay strong against the temptations of conceit, greed, and extreme pride, and rather to help us be thankful, remain humble, and aware of those around us who may be in need. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once a day, letting him know how much we love him and how thankful we are for all we have. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Be a Believer. As Christians, we all believe in our Lord, so why not sing about it? Please listen out to my song, Be a Believer.
Touch
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. In today's gospel, Jesus tells Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The message of the gospel is if we believe that Jesus came to save the world, then we accept the gift of salvation that Jesus is giving us. As Christians, we honor Christ's cross as the symbol of our salvation and proclaim our faith to all the world. I chose for today Psalm 122, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." This psalm expresses joy and excitement as the Israelites travel to Jerusalem. Among them is a strong feeling of eagerness and happiness to gather in the holy city. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 122, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord."
To the house of the Lord, to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Shadow of the Cross. A young man who had been raised as an atheist was training to be an Olympic diver. The only religious influence in his life came from his outspoken Christian friend. The young diver never really paid much attention to his friend's sermons, but he had heard them often. One night, the diver went to the indoor pool at the college he attended. The lights were all off, but as the pool had big skylights and the moon was bright, there was plenty of light to practice by. The young man climbed up to the highest diving board, and as he turned his back to the pool, on the edge of the board and extended his arms out, he saw his shadow on the wall. But the shadow of his body was in the shape of a cross. Instead of diving, he knelt down and asked God to come into his life. As the young man stood, a maintenance man walked in and turned the lights on. The pool had been drained for repairs. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Virginia Mayer. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.